Yeah, after man and woman had been sent away from the Garden of Eden, people continued increasing the number, but their corrupt way continued. During that period, God saw that there was only one man called Noah, who was righteous. He fellowshipped with God and he found favor with God. So God told him that it was time to punish human race. He told him to make an ark, and Noah made an ark. After he had made an ark, God told Noah to put all the creatures into the ark, 7 pairs each of all the birds, animals, and all other creatures. Noah put the creatures into the ark. Then the Lord sent a flood, which lasted for 40 days and 40 nights. The whole world was filled with waters, and every living creature was destroyed out of the face of the world. Then time came when the water receded on the earth. To test this, Noah sent a raven, which kept on flying about. But later, Noah sent a dove, which failed also to get where to perch, and came back to him in the ark. After some 7 days, Noah again sent the dove, and it came back with a green olive leaf. Then Noah knew that water had reduced on the earth. After another 7 days, again Noah sent the dove, but this time it did not return. After a short time, Noah opened the ark and got out of it with all his family and other creatures which the Lord had ordered him to put in the ark. Noah was happy because of the Lord, of what the Lord had made for him. Therefore he set up an altar and sacrificed for the Lord. The Lord was happy with the sacrifice. He blessed Noah, giving him authority over every creature on the earth, and blessing him. After the sacrifice, then the Lord made another strong covenant with Noah, never to destroy the earth using floods. With this, he put a symbol of a rainbow, and he said that whenever a cloud would come with a symbol of a rainbow, then God, people would remember God's covenant with them, and God will never destroy human lives out of the face of the world using water again. So Noah was blessed to increase on the earth and be fruitful. Amen.